Hamilton County Commissioner Todd Portune shook up the Ohio Democratic Party by announcing in December that he was considering running against Cuyahoga County Executive Ed Fitzgerald, who by that point had gotten the endorsements of the Ohio Democratic Party and its county chairs. With the deadline coming closer, Portune says he's still thinking.
You know, I've never taken an interest in being asked to look at a race this seriously or taken this far. And this is certainly not about some future race down the road. This is about this year, this race, this election.
Portune says a primary could strengthen and generate more interest in the Democratic Party, which he says could lead to more donations. And he says if he runs for governor in May, he wouldn't spend any money on advertising and would rely on direct mail and social media to reach the small percentage of voters who are likely to cast ballots in the primary. And he says he expects Fitzgerald would do the same. But Portune says he'll make his decision sometime next week after he finishes some statewide travel. And he says he'll base that decision on what the Democrats he's talking to around the state are saying and whether he can put together a team that can win. But while he trails Fitzgerald in name recognition and hasn't started fundraising, Portune says he's not that far behind.
Mr. Fitzgerald and I are in exactly the same point. Neither one of us has announced a lieutenant governor candidate, and as a consequence, neither one of us have filed a single petition yet or circulated a single petition yet.
And Portune says he's in talks with three potential running mates.
I'm in it with both feet right now, and you have to run like you're in it to the end and like you're in it to win it.
Meanwhile, conservative activists are also still weighing their options now that Ted Stephenow, the candidate they thought would run against John Kasich, decided to bow out before he even filed. Tom Zawistowski heads the Portage County Tea Party, and he confesses his side is having trouble finding a candidate.
Quite frankly, it's because of intimidation. It's because of threats. There's lots of what they would call qualified candidates who would run. When you try to talk to them about running, they're worried about retribution from the party.
But Zawistowski says Tea Party activists are determined to do something to get their message heard.
This governor doesn't listen to anybody. It's my way or the highway, and it's been that way all along. Why don't you ask him how much people have to pay to get access to Governor Kasich and how they protect him from talking to the people? This is just a corrupt organization from top to bottom, and we're not going to stand for that.
Zawistowski admits he only recently met Donald Allen, the Youngstown area veterinarian, who said he's thinking about running for governor. But he knows Southwest Ohio Tea Party activist Kelly Coles, who'd be Allen's running mate. But like Brenda Mack, who'd said she would have run for lieutenant governor with Stephenow, Coles has a history of tax problems and also has a bankruptcy. But Zawistowski says a quarter of all Ohioans have filed bankruptcy or have had major financial problems. And he adds that the Tea Party is also targeting state House and Senate races as well, and not just the GOP primary. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.